אנחנו קוראים בספר
תמות. We're reading from Tess, volume 1, second part, page Nun Aleph 51, in item 5, letter will continue with inner light, 61. We remind you, you can ask questions at cut.tv, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We now just read the book of Zohar. The Zohar gave us some general depiction, yes? How all kind of inner elements and the forces connect between them, as if we are seeing probably in the movies or in certain incidents, or those who have been in operation room, surgery, that you open a certain portion of the body, part of the body, and you see all kind of elements in there, all the veins and everything, and all the elements, and then we have to reconnect it. So we're in a state that this body was broken, and then we have to reveal all these elements and many, many different parts there are different elements where each and every one connects into its corresponding element that was cut off itself and broke, etc., etc. So the Zohar tells us by what forces and by what actions can we use and one following the other in order to connect all those elements gradually until we compose a whole Adam from the elements that are broken so that there's no whole part. It's a work that is truly a correction. This is how it is called, a correction. However, in this work, prior to us doing the correction, or in a different part of the explanation, it's like the study of the Ten Sefirot does. It gives us the detail of the parts or layers within the system, which is a system that functions correctly. Yes? And then we are learning from this correct functioning what is functioning incorrectly in us. This is in the first 8 parts of Tas. And in the next, or the last 8 parts in the Tas, study of the Ten Sefirot, from the item 9 till 17, we learn the other way around. By what scrutinies and requests and actions we call upon from the upper one, we can correct ourselves. Meaning, also we are speaking of the same thing. However, in a different manner, as the Zohar give us seemingly the depiction of the forces and the discernments and actions, however, not according to the precision in the right order. So one in attainment already understands this is how it needs to be done. And the study of the Ten Sefirot interpret and does it in a more scientific way, in a more detailed manner. And the main thing is that it takes each and every system out of the total structure of the Adam, of the entire reality, and explain to us, say, the lymphatic system, the blood system, the nerve system, and more systems. Afterwards, say, the heart, liver, and I like the system of Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, Atzilut, Bia, etc. It takes it and in a gradual manner, according to the different abodes and the systems, and also in a way of how these systems clothe one another, from above and down, so that each and every one is within the other, and in short, in all the different manners, how they are connect between them, resembling our body, or similar to our body. Hence, we also need to try and see to draw the parallel between what's in the Book of Zohar and the study of the Ten Sefirot. It's interesting. The this different approach. Yes, please. Because still, what have we got in the book of Zohar? Was written in the beginning of exile, and the study of the Ten Sefirot, or the Tree of Life, the books of Dari, were written in the end of the exile, meaning the beginning of redemption. Yes.
Letter 5, beginning with the Ari. Ari Hanpin of Igulim shines to Abba Ve'ima of Igulim as windows in the Igulim, right, left, and middle in it. And among them, from them, the light is drawn to all the Igulim in a way that all the details that are in the Yosher are also in the Igulim. Also, when the five Sefirot are in Igulim, one within the other, there are in them all the Bechinot of receiving the abundance that in the Ten Sefirot, in the Yosher. And this is because the Igul of Keter, called Arich Anpin, following the correction, there is a single hole and a window on the right side of the Igul, and from there the light of Arich descends to the Igul of Abba and shines upon it. And also there is a second window on the left Igul of Arich, and the light comes down all the way to the left side of the Igul Abba within it, and it punctures a hole in it, and it makes a window in it, and from there the light is drawn all the way to Igul Ima, to the circle of Ima within the Igul Abba, and shines in it. It follows that as the light passes the left Igul of Abba, it is not for Abba himself, and it only passes there as through a passageway, but the main illumination is for Ima, and it follows that Arich Anpin shines to Abba and Ima together, as it is with respect to their Yosher. And even though they are circles, Igulim, one within the other, they have straight lines, Kavim, right, left, and middle, as these windows that they have in within them. And from there, the light is drawn to the Ten Sefirot of Igulim through the straight lines, with all the details that are in the Yud Sefirot, the Ten Sefirot of the straight line of Ruach, indeed. Letter 16, Inner Light, refers to the words Arich Anpin following the correction, meaning, after the 64 words of Abia were established, Ish Sefira became a complete Partzuf in Rosh Toch Sof, and for that reason they received different names. The Partzuf made of Keter was given the name Arich Anpin. The Partzuf made of Chochmah was given the name Abba. And the Partzuf made of Binah was given the name Ima. And the Partzuf made of the six Sefirot, Chagat Nehi, was given the name Ze'er Anpin. And the Partzuf made of Malchut was given the name Nukva. And the meaning of these names would be explained in the proper place.
Yes, next. I don't think there are many questions here. This is all has nothing quite to do with this part. Rather, it tells us that there is such a structure, one within the other. And everyone in Rosh Toch Sof. And those names will be clarified later. Arich Anpin is the Chochmah, Great Chochmah, and Atik is being voided, etc., etc. Next.
Letter 70 relates to a single hole and a window. Meaning, you already know that due to the light of the ten sefirot of the Kav that is received in the circles, all the Bechinot of Yosher are also impressed, with also in the circles. And this is the Bechina called in the Kav, which is called Masach, screen, that in its returning light, through its returning light, it connects the upper light to the Kelim. This Masach is also given an impression in the Igulim, however without the Oviut, the coarseness within it, because that coarseness would not be able to ascend from a low degree to a higher degree, even a little bit, because it is called an upper one, since it doesn't have the coarseness as in the lower one. Only the gap that this Masach reveals in the lower one, meaning in the 10 Sefirot of Yosher, that alone is what rises from the Masach of the straight line and creates an impression in the Igulim, in the circles. And the gap from that screen is called a window. Like a window instilled in a room, in order to bring the light into that room. Similarly, that screen, Masach, reveals the returning light through its ability to connect the light to the emanated. In a way that if the Masach would disappear from there, then the light would depart and leave the emanated, and he would remain in darkness, as when shutting a window in a room, blocking it. Therefore, when we come to only refer to the name of the gap of the Masach, ignoring its coarseness, then we name it a window or a hole.
Questions? About the window, yes? Or about something else? Well,
what does it mean that the straight line gives an impression in the circles?
Meaning that an impression is a remaining, meaning that he takes the desire called circle and turns part of it, turn it into Yosha, meaning with a screen who can respond to the light by itself, and due to that, a connection was done between the desire and the light, when the light can shine within the desire that is equipped with a Masach. Hence it is called Chalon or Nekev, to the illumination of the light. Of course, the light doesn't come and doesn't enter and doesn't go through any part. Rather, in the same section, everything exists, nothing moves. Rather, when the desire turns into a window, then in that discernment, it discovers the phenomenon called light. And this phenomenon is revealed in the same desire, in all its four bechinot. Hence it is called that it shines through it to others. Later on, this desire can connect by the Masach to further desires and shine upon them, etc. Meaning we are speaking of the revelations of the light that exists and fill up everything that is in the complete rest within the Kli, and the actions within the Kli are called the formation of the Chalon, windows, a hole, Nekev, etc. Yes.
In Taz here, he speaks only about phenomena, or does he also speak about man's work in order for these phenomena to take place? Let's say,
nothing will happen without man.
So that this desire that you talked about for it to appear, is it related to the prayer? I mean, what is man's work?
Without the prayer, without the request, those things will not happen. One does nothing other than revealing the desire for it to happen, and then accordingly there is a revelation. Who else was there? Yes, Danny?
And when that Kli already shines, then is its illumination in the form of a circle, Igul?
Or Yosher, or Igul.
What does that mean that it shines in Yosher?
In its discernment, because it cannot shine to something that is outside of it. It can shine only to what belongs to it. Meaning, if I want to shine upon something, then I shine within the desires that belong to me. Say, when I connect to you, I'm impressed with your deficiency, your desires that enter me. I make coupling upon my desires, your desires and mine, together, which are in me, and then it is considered I'm shining within this deficiency, within these desires. Now, because I was integrated with you, with your other qualities, what does it mean? You are a different quality to me. So you can, once I incorporate with you, you incorporate with me in such way, and then now you can take what I've attained from me and use it for yourself. Because prior I draw delight upon what I received from you. Hence it is called one will help a friend in a spiritual manner. Until we are all connecting in everyone like that and coming to the complete structure. And then there's equality among everyone. Yes?
Many from Be'er Sheva asks, should we be a window towards the world?
Of course, of course. We are Yosha, which performs the deficiencies, the windows, not only windows, there's more. We will see, we have to see. For the Igulim are those who have no Roshimot, who cannot come to the screens independently, rather only we. Only those who have the point in the heart, who can, in a conscious manner, to work in above reason. Yes?
Yosef from Jerusalem asks, what is the window related to, connected to the Igulim or the Yosho?
The window, Chalon, is in the deficiencies of the Igulim that was made by Yosho. It's very simple. Why am I doing a pipe out of myself, a tube, in order to correct the Kelim, who were all Igulim prior to the first restriction, and now all these restrictions, all these circles from Tzimtzum Alev, the first restriction, which I received with no limitation from the owner, I turn it into yours as much as I can. I receive it from you. A small pipe? Be it a small pipe. Nothing more. So I restricted them all the Zigulim, and as much as I could out of them, I turned into a tzino, a pipe. Now what does it mean that I make a window or a hole in the circles? That by that I also shine upon them. By that I honor them. I prepare them also for the screen, so that everything would turn into a tzino, into a pipe, meaning towards a work in return to the host, to the landlord. Do not look at it as a diagram. It confuses. Look at it as there are unlimited vessels without a screen, and there are such among them, such small elements in them within that unlimited desire, that this is what I received from the Creator, yes? That I am capable of restricting, or of performing a screen upon them. Say now, to start with, I was in the verses of the Igulim, of the circles. I want to swallow everything and fill up my belly. Now I'm setting an order. And then according to the orders I put in place, I can use this and not use that. That's for envy, jealousy, lust, family, sex, I don't know what, all kind of things. And this is spirituality. So how to arrange spirituality with respect to all these discernments? Is it the most important of them all? Do I not care that I hate or love or reject or bring near? Rather, main things that advance in spirituality, because this is everything for me. If this is the case, then I just choking myself and trying, suffocating myself and trying to ascend above it all and connect with everyone into one connection, if spirituality is what's important. And everything else, I put below. And there are those that, no way, I can't overcome them. There are such discernments. Say, I don't know, I can't love someone. I can't connect with someone. I can't agree with something. So I restrict, I know it's here in me, that for the time being, I'm incapable of it. So for the time being, there are still verses of Igulim, they're in their under control, and some of them I can surpass, I can ascend above, meaning it can be the tsinor, as a pipe, working with a screen, whereby in those portions I can connect with the friends, and these portions, not as yet. So now the question is, if not, can I restrict it as if it doesn't exist? Well, I feel it exists, but as if, so that it won't disturb me connecting. Thus we advance. Meaning this is something very tangible. This is a work.
We say that the corporeal desires are never really filled up. They are only a means with which to work on the desires that we should work on. And here, actually, through the line, the circles are filled up. Here, somehow, the line does fill up the circles in what they want.
The circles are filled up only in order to fail you more and more as they receive illumination. By that, you begin to feel how those same qualities that you thought they aren't so bad, they repeat and come to you with a greater burdening. The line that the cup that fills up the igulim, the circles, also shine to them from godliness and the other way around, like opposite things. So they are feeling that they are opposite to the cup, to the line. Although it is the light of nefesh, but in this light of nefesh, it is only called nefesh, because it is received in a passive way. All right, we'll see next.
We are in item 80. It relates to on the right side of the circle of the igul. This means that it was imprinted in the right and left that operated in the 10 sefirot of Yosher.
Meaning all the discernments we have in Yosher, as Yosher straight line shines through it to the igulim, the circles, and they are impressed by it. But not impressed through the vessels, rather with respect to the fulfillment they receive, meaning definitely the sensation within their desires, however, through the feeling and not through the desire itself changing, rather the feeling in it affected in such way that it feels the phenomena. And then comes the question. Does the fact that the circles, igulim, are impressed by up, down, right, left, all kind of discernments, their desires change by feeling left, right, and middle, or the desires remain as they are in the igulim, and the light that fills them up, because it fills up these desires, it provides such discernments within the desire. What is the difference between the kli being round, the round kli feel the right, and the kli of Yosha is in the quality of the right? Well, definitely there is a deficiency in a screen in Yosha, and here without a desire and without a screen. So we're just speaking of the fulfillment, which is not his. However, nevertheless, we are lacking some words here. Yes? Well, we'll scrutinize that.
Letter Tzadik 90 refers to, and from there the Orach Arik comes to the Igul Abba. The above mentioned chalon, window, created a discrimination of hamshacha, drawing, and descent of light there. It means that it gradually gained aviyut, coarseness. Thus, each lower degree became more coarse than its preceding one. The text from there, the O of Arich, comes to Igul Abba and shines to it, means that because of the chalon, light received aviyut, coarseness, and descended to Abba of Igulim. In other words, Chochmah was lowered, and it is no longer equal to Keter de Igulim, as it was before they received the light of Yosher through the Chalon. The same principle applies in Bina below Chochmah.
Now, read again.
Again. Letter 90 refers to, from there, the O, light of Arich, comes to Igul Abba. The above-mentioned Chalon created a discrimination of Hamshacha, extension, and the descent of light there. It means that it gradually gained coarseness, aviut, and thus each lower degree became more coarse than its preceding one. The text, from there the O of Arich comes to Igul Abba and shines to it, means that because of the Chalon, the light received of Yut and descended to Abba of Igulim. In other words, Chochmah was lowered and is longer equal to Keter the Igulim as it was before they received the light of Yosher through the Chalon. The same principle applies in Binah, below Chochmah.
Meaning, from the Igul of Arich Anpin, there is the light that goes and revealed in the Igul of Abba. In Arich Anpin, the light is a round light. In Abba, it's round. The transition between Arich Anpin, the passage to Abba, is through the Tzinor pipe. Meaning, what is the difference between the lights that are in the Tzinor to the lights that are in the Igul? What the light that been through a certain Tzinor between Arich Anpin and Abba, how is it different in the Igul of Abba to the Igul of Arich Anpin? Had it been around the light, what discernments would it have versus the light that is now through the Tzinor changed from one Igul to the next? So again, here the problem is, how do we depict things? If we do it in a way of a diagram or drawing, it can confuse us. Can confuse us. If we are speaking only about the structure where the light is revealed as existing in a constant manner that complementing by the Kelim, Igulim, Yosher, etc., that the Igulim, circles, not the form of a circle, and Yosher is not a form of a straight line, rather. Igulim meaning unlimited, and Yosher meaning to a certain degree and a certain weight according to the equivalence of form. Then we need accordingly to understand what is the meaning of the connection between the light that is revealed in a circle, round desire, and the light that is revealed by the other circular desire, desire called Arich Anpin, desire called Abba, and the difference between them is the Tzinor. Yes? Meaning that we are speaking already of the fact that the Igulim as if hang on the screens. Next.
Letter 100 refers to and punctures a hole in it. This Chalon was made in the Sefirot together with the descent of the light to it from the upper Igul. It means that then this light imprinted in it the Masach that is contained in it. That is why it is considered that the light punctured it and made a Chalon in it. Again, what is it and punctures it?
Puncture the Igul.
This Chalon window was made in the Sefirot together with the descent of the light to it from the upper Igul. It means that then this light imprinted in it the Masach that is contained in it. That is why it is considered that the light punctured it and made a Chalon in it.
Look, there are Kelim that are that have evolved from the influence of the light upon the point of desire, existence from absence, called four phases of direct light. These are igulim, circles. And they have evolved. Now comes the restriction. The Kli stop feeling the fulfillment. He doesn't want to recognize it at all. And say, I want to begin and manage their relationships between us as the guest and the host in a different manner. To the extent that I'm capable of receiving from you, I receive. Meaning, Kelim of Igulim remain. And the creator, the host created the desire in the guest. So the whole delicacy is on the table, but the guest doesn't touch it, rather only in a way of a cov. As much as I'm capable, bestow upon the host in return. And then we are learning about what is happening after the restriction, the work in lines. So the vessels of Igulim, circles, are vessels prior to the restriction. And the vessels of Yosha, the straight line, are post-restriction vessels. Meaning what we are doing is filling up the Kelim, the vessels of Malchut of Ein Sof, in our work. This is where it is mentioned several times. All right, go ahead.
Letter 200 refers to, and it passes there only as a passageway. Oh, there's no interpretation here, okay. Letter 300, Shin, straight lines, meaning that the light descends from Igul to Igul by way of Hamshacha, extension in Yoshel, in straight lines. However, this is not regarded as an actual tikkun, correction of Gimel Kavim, three lines, that descends from the Masach and has the Or Zachar, the male light, with which to bestow upon others. Rather, these Kavim of Igulim have no power for bestowal, because they came down as Chalonot, windows. These Chalonot suffice only for receiving the light for themselves, but not in order to pour it to others. This is the rule. Without a Masach, there is no Or Zachar, only Or Nekeva, meaning Or Nefesh.
Meaning that the light coming through the pipes to the Kelim of the Igulim, even though in the pipe there are the different lights of Neran Chai, in the Kelim of Igulim, they're all as the light of Nefesh, meaning the Kli does not discover any discernments in the light besides a bit of liveliness. It's called the degree of Nefesh. It's like the still that doesn't even feel that it's alive or that it's developing. It has no sensation of movement of itself. Therefore, there's no sensation of life, because life is motion from one state to another. If it's a constant state, there's no life, there's no motion, there's no feeling of existence. Yeah?
Letter 6, above. This Adam Kadmon attaches one end with the other, the upper end with the lower end, in the entire Halal of Atzilut. All the Olamot are contained in that Adam, but we have no permission whatsoever to delve and speak of this Adam Pniyut and Admot. Sorry. Adam Kadmon Imshach from Ein Sof to the end of Atzilut contains all the Olamot, and we are not permitted to delve in it. This Adam Kadmon
passes through all the Igulim, from the surrounding light, from the highest circle in the Malchut of Ein Sof down to the center of all circles.
All the Olamot are contained in that Adam, as written in the Tree of Life.
Because the Olamot, they're called Yosher. because the kav, the line that builds the five worlds of Yosha, it belongs to the Igulim, and so there are also Igulim circles that belong to the Olamot, the worlds.
But we have no permission whatsoever to delve and speak of this Adam's Pnimiyut and Atzmut, internality and essence.
I don't understand what that means, but we'll see.
Again. Adam Kadmon Imshach extends from Ensof to the end of Atzilut, contains all the Olamot, and we are not permitted to delve in it. This Adam Kadmon attaches one end with the other, the upper end with the lower end in the entire Halal of Atzilut.
After the restriction that the Halal, the empty space was made.
All the Olamot are contained in that Adam, as written in the Tree of Life, but we have no permission whatsoever to delve and speak of this Adam's Pnimiyut and Atzmut.
Well, possibly because it's Keter, I don't know. We're not talking about Keter because we have no perception of that, so we'll see.
Letter 400 in O Pnimi refers to this Adam Kadmon. We should not wonder at the use of the name Adam. It is written in Midrash Rabbah. Rabbi Yudan said, "Great is the power of prophets who resemble a form with its maker. As it is written, and I heard the voice of a man, Adam, between the banks of Ulai, etc. And upon the likeness of the throne was a likeness as the appearance of a man, Adam, upon it above. The reason will be explained in its appropriate place."
That the guest wants to become like the host, it gives him the form of the host. Therefore, he's called Adam, from the word similar to his prior, which is the creator. And therefore, he is called Adam Kadmon. It's not like Adam Kadmon with respect to the structure of all the lower worlds, but he wants to be like the Kadmon, like the previous one. And therefore, he is called by the name, he's called according to the action which he performs, Adam Kadmon. According to the action, we name the definitions in spirituality. And like we learn, that in the beginning we have the thought of creation, and afterwards the plan, and then the different specifications, meaning the list of ingredients and discernments and the order of things and so on. And then comes the execution, the realization with all the preparation, the materials and everything, and the final execution of things. That's the fifth phase, and the very first one is concealed. The root, the discernment of the root in the four phases of direct lights, we can learn only from your actions till we know you, from whatever is revealed down below. And we also learn that in the worlds of Adam Kadmon, the Adam Kadmon is the first rootly action that comes after Tzimtzum Aleph. He also says that we have no permission to speak about it or engage in it whatsoever, it itself. But from your actions, do we know you? Meaning that all the actions which stem from Adam Kadmon, we engage in that and then we decipher him, discover him, so on. Okay? You're a nagger, really, Nagam?
So why does he write this quotation about that upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of man from above? To confuse us?
What is it that you have about what Rabbi Yudan said there?
Well, I don't want him to confuse me if he tells me not to engage it, but later he says, but I found it, it's like a likeness of a man.
Because they found it this way, it's called the kisui, the cover.
No, not the chair, the ben, Adam.
a person who is who is under this cover, who's covered.
So does it look like a man or not?
It's called Adam, sure, like the creator. That through this image he comes to know the creator. Adam, it means a mold. Behind which, suppose, there are like holes, different forms on the screen, and behind it there is a lamp, and you see some image. If you see the lamp, you see nothing. It's just light. If it's just a screen, then it's darkness. The different deficiencies that you have in that screen, all these different kind of things that shine, it's the forms of letters, or, you know, other such things. Our world, it's also forms. In our world, you see light and darkness and their different interactions, and that's the world. So it shows you some image. He says that the image which he sees in this primary form called Adam Kadmon, the image is such that he called it Adam Kadmon. Why? Because it is an Adam that comes from the concealment, sitting in the kise, chair, from the word kisui, concealment. And this form is similar to the Kadmon, the primary form, which is the light, the creator. So corresponding to that form, he comes to know the creator. Meaning that this form is the form of where this Rabbi Yudan meets the creator, and it's called Adam Kadmon. For him, this is the meeting point. For you, it's maybe Amikam, what is it? You have like this tick with your hand. And between the words, we'll see what he found.
Yes, in letter 5, he says, similarly, the light is impressed. The tree is impressed by the light that is in it. Here, he says that it extends. Adam Kadmon extends from Ensof to the end of Atzilut. So the light was impressed even more, a little bit more, than from the range of Adam Kadmon?
I don't get it.
The light is impressed from the Kli. That's what he writes in letter 5. The light is impressed from the Kli, and in such a way it discerns, let's say,
the lights in the circles come as a result of the Kli of Yosho that fulfills them, and therefore in the Gulim there are discernments.
Okay, now the discernments that the light receives from above downwards in coarseness, he writes about that later, and also right and left, where I didn't quite understand how he makes that discernment, but
if you have a question, ask the question. Don't explain what you don't understand.
The question is, why Adam, that resembles the Creator, why does it extend from itself only until the world of Atzilut and no more?
Down to Atzilut and no more, that's the question. Okay, because later on Atzilut covers it, and you can't see Adam Kadmon.
So it means that this Atzilut that he's speaking about now is not the Atzilut that we...
Why not Atzilut covers it from the Tabur and down, and therefore you do not see Adam Kadmon.
So what prior one does he want to resemble?
Adam Kadmon, do you know Adam Kadmon?
According to the drawings of development?
You don't know?
I never met him.
It's from edge to edge, meaning that it exists there from the head of the Igulim and down to the lowest part, meaning that we don't know the upper part, half of it. How come? Because it is covered by the world of Atzilut.
And it's actually, well, practically he could, but because he doesn't have a masach, he can't, he doesn't get all the way to...
I don't know. That's how it is. The world of Atzilut covers it from the Tabu and down.
And the world of Atzilut is a circle or a line?
It doesn't matter. It covers and that's that. What do you care?
The question is, when is it a masach and when is it a window? As far as I'm concerned.
All in all, there's a desire. Suppose you're sitting at the table. You're dead hungry. There's a duck on the table. Crispy and with rice next to it. And what else? With an apple and honey and every... In short, plenty of things. You make a tzimtzum over that. From that duck, you take only, I don't know, the tiniest,
vegetable, only the vegetable.
Yeah. And you put an intention over that, meaning that nothing's left from that duck at all. Then you taste it. That taste completely goes to the host, and then you enjoy. You enjoy giving up the entire duck. And giving him additional contentment for that kista de chayuta, meaning that tiny part which you took. Now the question is, you had a kli for 100 kilograms of pleasure. You made a restriction. Over 10 kilos of that pleasure, you could have put a screen. And by this, you could benefit the host. And the rest of the desire remaining under the restriction, you did not receive in order to bestow to the host. So all in all, you, in this desire, are creating chesronot, deficiencies, like windows, and you fill up the rest of the desire with pleasure, where you make a restriction, you don't want to use it, that the tiniest part, doesn't matter how much, but you do it in favor of the host, meaning the rest of the desire, the 100 kilos minus those 10 grams, you fill them up with the pleasure of adhesion, even though you still can't use it in any other way besides by way of restriction. So, get this, you're working with the entire desire, completely. Only, you took just a bit, and also, for him to feel the pleasure, and I do it for him, and so on. But this work influences the rest of the desires. You get it. You make a calculation at the rosh of the partzuf, and therefore the rosh of the partzuf is round. And only a part of it becomes the guf, the yosho. And therefore, the kelim of yosho are connected with the gar of the partzuf, where there is a calculation, and where there is the action of the yosho, there are no longer circles. They cannot belong to that. Less of a depiction, more to make it more tangible. This is why I don't really want to use, drawings and so on. If it's different discernment, if it's pertaining the method and, you know, it serves, the sketches serve something, then okay. But the sketches, I see that they're stopping you. I'm used to working with sketches and shifting from sketches to discernments. It's relatively easy. But I see that here it's... You continue thinking in a figurative form, and in spirituality, there are no figures.
What's the difference? I mean, we learn that the Pratsufim emerged or came out of the Sefira. What's the difference between Rosh Toch Sof in the Pratsuf and the Sefira? The connection between the Igulim and Yosher, the impression.
What's the difference between a Sefira and a Pratsuf?
How suddenly it...
You have to see it in accordance with definitions we have in Tess. Please go to Ramchal, item 17, Klaf Pitchei Chochma. He explains what a Pertzuf is, what is the Sulam you like, delving into the sources. Go ahead.
No, but the development, the thing that one thing leading to another, from the Sefira to a Pertzuf that has a Rosh Toch Sof, now suddenly he goes to Adam Kadmon that wants to resemble the one that was prior to him, its predecessor.
Meaning, the maximum to which the creature, the host, wants to compare himself to the host, that form is called Adam Kadmon.
So he wants to resemble the Pertzuf, or he wants to resemble the Sefira?
Well, suppose the Pertzuf. Where is there a Sefira here? Where is there the Sefira of Adam Kadmon? This I don't get. Adam Kadmon, it is an action of the Malchut of En Sof after the restriction. It takes the entire Malchut of En Sof, which was filled with the whole light of En Sof, and were it to come to know the entire light of En Sof, it would have been burned by shame. Then it makes a calculation over this whole Malchut of En Sof, all these circles that came before the restriction, with all of the four phases that became the ten Sefirot and so on, and all the light that filled them up, that was revealed on behalf of the Creator, and so on. It takes it into calculation or consideration now, meaning these are the ten Sefirot and the Malchut that takes them, capable of pertaining, of withholding all of that. It comes to that state where the light is in it. When it was in the state of En Sof, the light filled it up. Then the Malchut says, I don't want to feel it. This coming from the host, the light left. It all corresponds to the desire of the lower. Now the Malchut says, I want to receive the light to the extent to which I can bestow. It reflects that light, and the light once again fulfills the world of restriction. But now this world of restriction, which the light fills up, is called the Rosh of Galgalta, and then there's the Masach. How much am I capable of receiving in order to bestow? All of this, doing all of this and so, but with the Masach, after the restriction, and then makes the calculation. I can get 10 grams of this light, makes the calculation in the Rosh, and then receives in the Guf these 10 grams in order to bestow. Now, the question is, what is inside the Galgalta, these 10 grams that you receive in order to bestow? What's at the end of Galgalta?
All the other...
All the rest of the Sefirot. What's outside of the Galgalta? All those circles which are the example which the Creator wants to set, to give, and the form. And therefore, this inner form is called Adam Kadmon, meaning I will become similar to whatever came before me. To which extent? A thin line. Can't do more than that, but by that the creature has resembled or he matches the upper, and therefore it's called that on the kiseh, on the chair, is sitting the image of Adam Kadmon on the throne. It's forbidden for us to interpret it or explain it according to our world. This is what all the religions and confusions come from. You should explain it or interpret it as in spirituality, and then everything becomes clear. I understand there are a few more questions that not everything's clear, but this is the general direction. Continue in that direction and that way. Don't forget.
So the example is that the light is impressed by the Kli and goes all the way from itself up down to Malchut, and it doesn't matter for what reason. But Adam Kadmon, actually performs there a certain stop. He as if pulls the brakes in Atzilut, doesn't go below that. If he really wants to resemble, then he should resemble himself all the way to the end.
Down to the Masach, to the extent to which the Masach allows him to.
Does he do it because he can, or because he can't, or because he doesn't want to?
Do you remember what you've studied at all?
Well, maybe a part.
How can we resemble the Creator?
Through the restriction.
By restricting ourselves, we resemble the Creator, and the restriction? He's a giver, and I'm not giving anything.
So what is the Masach if it's not...
Masach is not the Tzimtzum. Tomorrow, bring me a page on which it is written 20 times. What is the Masach? What is the Tzimtzum? And don't come without it.
Something maybe more in the emotional direction. You gave a formula once that you divided all the potential pleasure, let's say 100 kilos to pleasure that I receive from bestowal, and all the rest you called it the pleasure from adhesion. So it turns out that the more I develop, one grows larger, the other one grows smaller. Can you explain that process?
That even when I restrict myself, I get a pleasure from restricting myself, because that is a form of adhesion with the upper. I do it not because I'm on a diet, but I do it because by this I perform an action of adapting myself to the upper. I'm not opposite, opposed to him, but I take a step forward to receive in order to bestow, and that means that I get pleasure by restricting myself and not getting because I'm not receiving because I want to achieve bestowal. That means that the light of Chasadim is spreading in me. It's pleasure coming from the resemblance of the superior or the upper to a certain extent. That's how it is. It's called a righteous or a sage lives in his faith. Guys, you're not thinking enough about the discernments that we're studying, and I'm sorry to discover this. We're talking about words, definitions. You have to simply think about it more. What do you have to do the rest of the day? I understand that maybe you're making different unifications, but leave that. Think about the simple things. Only that we look at them and think, what is a Tzimtzum? What is a Masach? What is to receive? What is to bestow? With Masach? Without Masach? What's the difference? What's similar? What's not? And so on. In the simplest discernments, as if, but by scrutinizing it, you process this information through yourself. Yes?
It's a simple question. Does a person nonetheless receive at the same time two pleasures or one pleasure?
No such thing as two pleasures. It's not called pleasure if you can divide it into two or three. No such thing. Love can be just one. Lust can be just one. If it's two or three, it's not lust.
Well, the pleasure from the internal light and the surrounding light.
The pleasure of the surrounding light, I don't know. It all comes from a single action, from one zivug. And let's move on to the next part.
And let's sing together first. A Sea of Love. אתה
המרשיעה את כולם מתוך לבך עולה תפילה כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך בעזרתם להינצל העתיד הטוב שלך כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה אחת צוחים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.